These are the cries of angry protesters situated along BC's northern coast. Their cries call out, "No tankers on our coasts," and they are not alone. These groups of protesters are one among many who have taken a stance against Enbridge Northern Gateway Pipeline. Enbridge, the world's largest crude oil and liquids transportation system, had a goal to build a pipeline from Bruheimer, Alberta, all the way to Kitimat, British Columbia. This pipeline, or rather twin pipeline, was called the Northern Gateway Pipeline, which intended to import natural gas and bitumen. The intention with the twin pipeline was to use the eastbound pipeline to import natural gas condensate to Alberta, while the westbound pipeline intended to export diluted bitumen from the Athabasca oil sands all the way to the marine terminal in Kitimat that would then be transported to Asian markets via oil tankers. With news of a new pipeline coming to BC's north coast, concerns were immediately raised over the protection of BC's lands, with specific concern for marine life and the Great Bear Rainforest. These concerns, raised by the voices you heard at the beginning of the podcast, were advocated firstly by First Nation communities, as well as locals living in the area. The forests, rivers, and wildlife are important not only to the First Nations, but many BC residents, and together they began to raise awareness and concern over the pipeline that intended to tear up their backyard and threaten their wildlife and way of living. The amount of concern and opposition that began to be raised around the Northern Gateway Pipeline was unexpected by the government and by Enbridge. The Gateway Pipeline report passed in 2013, and company Enbridge believed that the pipeline would be on its way by 2015, saying, "We expect that there will be some appeals to the decision, and that would take us only into the early 2015, and at that point, we would be able to start construction, which would allow for somewhere around a 2018 in-service date." CBC News report. Clearly, by 2018, we can see that this was not the case. In exploring this issue further, I decided to ask the opinion of local First Nations living in the area. Abigail Joseph, longtime friend and daughter of First Nation Chief, responded to my question on her perception of the Northern Gateway Pipeline. She says in an email, "I don't really know much about it. Personally, I think it would be great for the economy while they're building it, but in the long run, I think there are high risks for damaging our territories, waters, and sacred grounds. A lot of bands are for it, only because of the money they will receive and to employ their people. However, with the oil tankers coming to Kitimat, there is a high risk of oil that will be spilled into our section of the ocean. This will hurt our fish and ocean animals hunted along the coast for the people living there." Many people advocating against the Northern Gateway Pipeline would agree with Abigail's opinion. There is many reasons for people to protest the pipeline and to have concern for BC's territories, as oil spills are increasingly likely. In the summer of 2010, Enbridge had two pipeline spills that released more than 5,000 barrels of oil into the rivers in Michigan and Illinois, bringing the total cost of controversial cleanup up to more than $1.2 billion. Simon Fraser Risk Assessment Study predicts that 776 oil and condensate pipeline spills are expected for the Northern Gateway Pipeline over the next 50 years if the pipeline were to go through. People have good reason to fear the risk of an oil spill, as oil spills have major negative implications for wilderness, forests, and general health of the population. National Oil Service explains that oil destroys the insulating ability of fur-bearing mammals, such as sea otters, along with feathered birds. It affects the water repellency, thus exposing these creatures to harsh elements. Without the ability to repel water and insulate from the cold, wet water, birds and mammals will die from hypothermia. Oil spills also affect fish by both poisoning and distorting their body formation, and adversely affecting egg survivals. And as we well know, the fishing industry is one of the major contributors to BC and Canada's economy. So one can only imagine the negative consequences that would occur if an oil spill was to happen. The risk of marine wildlife, as well as forestry and public health, were all taken into consideration by the people opposing the Northern Gateway Pipeline. However, we cannot say the same for the pipeline's company, Enbridge. Along with not prioritizing wildlife and forestry survival, Enbridge also failed to recognize First Nations' relationship to land, which brought great concern when they first recommended building a pipeline right through the province to the coast of BC, bringing a threat of an oil spill. This led to the eventual extinguishment of the Northern Gateway Pipeline, as it breached the honor of the Crown by failing to consult with First Nations on the pipeline, which was a part of the terms and conditions of agreement. Along with failing to consult with First Nations, the courts found that the Northern Gateway Pipeline environmental assessment was incomplete. In short, the Federal Court of Appeal ultimately ruled that the consultation with First Nations was woefully inadequate and overturned their approval. Along with failing to consult, it was found that the National Energy Board's report was flawed because it did not consider the issue of increased tanker traffic, leading to a deficit report. In the end, Prime Minister Trudeau banned all tanker boat activity along BC's coast and terminated the Northern Gateway Pipeline. We end this podcast with the Grease Trail song to celebrate the end of Enbridge Northern Gateway Pipeline, performed by local First Nations. In the end, environmental activists and especially First Nations groups see the extinguishment of the Northern Gateway Pipeline as a huge victory for their peoples and land. Peter Erickson, a hereditary chief of the Nak'azaldi First Nations group, told six federal bureaucrats, "We do not, we will not allow this pipeline. We're going to send the message today to the federal government and to the company itself. Their pipeline is dead. Under no circumstance will this proposal be allowed. Their pipeline is now a pipe dream." Thank you for listening.